I don't normally go on the weekend, get a little crowded, but I like to go to the movies in the middle of the week. You see a different crowd there in the movie theater in the daytime, like on a Wednesday afternoon. I usually sit in the balcony so I can survey the whole area. I find a quiet corner and I sit there with my jujube. And I see the old retired couple.
I'm sure they use their senior citizens card to get that discount. I see the young lovers necking in the corner, oblivious to the screen.
Uh-oh, there's a couple of school kids cutting school here to see the movies. I see the usher walking along, slapping his flashlight in the
palm of his hand.
I see the popcorn girl peeking into the theater, trying to catch a glimpse of her favorite silver screen star. I see the lonely man in the seat by himself, and I wonder, why is he there by himself? How come he's alone? Is he unhappy? And does he think the same things about me, because I'm alone? I see the recent emigres to the country trying to better their English by seeing the vernacular in a movie. I see the drunk who's nodded off to sleep and is missing the whole thing. I see Carlos, the international terrorist. Carlos!
I got it! He's standing over the balcony. He's raking the theater with fire! Carlos, get it! Carlos! Carlos! That's Father McGilligan! Carlos, you lousy room! Take it, Carlos! Take it! Tell the popcorn girl to keep her head down! Having a belt-fed M60 just stood there, making the seat in front of me look like Swiss cheese. I dove to the floor, climbing through the sludge of discarded jujubes and half-eaten chuckles. I knew I had to wait him out. I stood and watched as he cut down the screen, and finally it collapsed in a heap of smoldering residue. And then just as suddenly as he arrived, he was gone! I mean, bodies splayed in grotesque postures of death. Wouldn't you know, just then the drunk woke up. He saw Carlos retreating, and he yelled at him, "Hey, fella! Wouldn't it have been easier just to yell down in front?"
Changing the way Washington talks, it's the Greaseman Morning on DC 101.